Hey, good morning. 194 Playhouse the Morning. Let's say you got in public and you see somebody and go, whoa, I am so attracted to you. But for whatever reason, that connection never really works out. Well, thank goodness for Craigslist misconnections, because you can post all about them and say, hey, please love me, and you hope they stumble across it, but unfortunately, let's be honest, they probably won't. That's why we print a few out and read them here on the Playhouse now and then. This one titled COVID Shot. To the nice guy that gave me my shot, let's do lunch sometime. I'd love to hear more about your music interests. What band did we talk about?
Well, at least so they were talking about other things. Yeah. I thought it was just like doing his job, not talking about non-medical.
Just pretty much talking about coronavirus.
Yeah.
But they might want to wait a while to make sure that's taking full effect. But yeah, maybe. Arby's, Saturday. Thanks for agreeing to take a picture of us. Sorry it didn't work out, though. You'll know what this means.
What?
You have a great and positive outlook on life, and you left an impression with me. Want to meet up for coffee?
Now, were they taking a picture together, or did they ask somebody to take a picture of themselves?
Honestly, could see that going a couple of different ways. Target parking lot. You were just leaving. You smiled and waved at me, and I at you. Maybe there was a connection. Maybe not. Maybe you thought I was somebody else, but I must try.
The Target parking lot is a messy place.
I mean, literally, it is. It's hard to get through there sometimes.
Yeah, so that's what I think, that maybe they were just like giving you that like kind of nice smile. Like, can you hurry up and move?
Holiday gas station. Craigslist misconnection. You were in a pickup, parked by the road, and I was getting gas in a smaller gray car. You were taller, and I know you kept looking back at me. What color dress was I wearing?
Weird.
You know, that one, maybe if he was gazing at the beautiful woman pumping gas and just never really got the motivation to go up and talk to you, maybe?
That one I can kind of see, but I can also kind of see, like, if you're at, like, the one pump he needs, and he's like, she's still over there? Come on.
Met you in Beulah. Hey, I met you in Beulah a few days ago. We're both from Fargo. I should have got your number, but I'm a tad bit shy. I got your first name, so if you hit reply within the headline, I'll get back to you. I'd love to meet up sometime.
But why don't you put your name or his name or whoever? Just put the name out there, and then they're kind of, you're helping narrow it more.
And this one isn't really a misconnection. It's a connection that like to be made. They just don't even know who they've missed yet, but I thought it was worth reading. It's titled Adult Nursing, Fargo. Any ladies into this? I've read a little bit about it, and I'd really like to try. Please contact me if you're interested in talking about it. I am older, and I think you should know.
But what? Like, so do they need an actual nurse or a nurse for other reasons?
Oh, you don't get it.
No, what?
No, not nursing like that. Like baby.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Like,
I thought this man was like, he needed help.
No.
I was like, there's like actual places you can go to.
No, my dear sweet Amy.
Ew.
My good friend.
Ew,
no.
Ew.
Yeah, very different. Mm-mm. No.
That's gross.
Like milk.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
yes.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
No, yes, I have it. Ugh.
Do you think that he'll get responses?
No. That's gross. That is so disgusting. Ew.
There's somebody out there for everybody, Amy.
I don't know about
somebody
that guy.
Somebody out there for everyone but him. He might not, maybe not for him.